लाइट कैमरा
रोलिंग
एक्शन।
वेलकम टू माय पॉडकास्ट लेट्स टॉक अबाउट वर्टिकल्स, अ प्लेस वेयर सीक्रेट्स आर स्पिल्ड, स्टोरीज अनफोल्ड एंड द मिस्टीरियस वर्ल्ड ऑफ वर्टिकल्स इज रिवील्ड इन ऑल इट्स ग्लोरी। Behind the scenes? Oh yes. Exclusive insights? Absolutely. Eccentric characters? You bet. So, pull up a chair, pour yourself something suspiciously strong, and prepare for a conversation you didn't know you needed. So, welcome to the podcast Let's Talk About Verticals. And now, let's talk. Hello and welcome to my podcast, Let's Talk About Verticals. And as I told you lately when I spoke with Emma and also with Nit, the two leads of the upcoming Pirate Ones, I'm now having the, let's say, brain behind the story. And I'm very happy to have him because I want to know for sure how you came up with the pirate story and other stuff. He writes a lot of verticals. I'm sure you know about them. And I'm very happy to have him finally, and I'm saying hello to Scotty Mullen. Welcome in my podcast, Scotty.
Hello, I am so excited. I wish I could teleport myself to Germany right now and be there with you. Yes.
It's late in the evening. Have you ever been to Germany?
It's very early here, so it's all good.
Have you ever been to Germany?
No, but I want to. I have German blood in me. I grew up in a small town in Kansas, and a lot of Volga Germans settled up.
Okay.
I'm very familiar with the Bierachs and the beer and Oktoberfest and all kinds of stuff. Absolutely. Yeah.
Why I'm not wondering about that. Every one of you, your S people, know about the Oktoberfest. But to be honest, it's only I'm living 2 hours away from Munich, but I've never been to the Oktoberfest.
Oh man, I want to wear the outfit and everything. I want to go. That's one of my goals. Thank you for reminding me of that goal. And actually, Oktoberfest, that'd be a great setting for a vertical, I think.
Really? With all the drunken people?
Yes, that's a vertical. My gosh, the beer and everything. We could do, yes.
If totally. You want to have a really great vertical story, I can tell you my life that tops every vertical in storyline.
I'm sure it does. We'll have to talk. Yes, we'll have to save
and
that.
And you have to come to my hometown because we have here a really great castle that would be so great for a timepiece, I can tell you.
I shot a movie in this castle.
Yeah,
after doing Kiss of the Pirate King, I want to do more historical and epic and romantic and so much stuff. That was so much fun to do all that historical stuff. Yeah.
How did you came up with the pirate story? I asked Nick. Let me ask you the same question I asked Nick.
Okay.
Was there a time when you were a kid where you dressed up like a pirate and played a lot of pirate stuff, or Halloween maybe?
Yes, I remember twice I dressed up as a pirate. So I think I dressed up as a pirate when I was 6 or 7. And I also know that was a big deal for Nick, that I think he had a birthday party, I think, that was pirate themed. And he always wanted to be a pirate. So I know this was a big dream come true. And let me tell you something, when you see it, you'll be like, oh, this man is meant to be a pirate. He is the best. So
Nick spoiled me. I can tell you, I already told Emma so that Nick cannot back out. Nick wants to do a pirate theme watch party when the vertical drops. So
I am so down. I'm gonna get my peg legs out right now.
So this whole pirate stuff, I mean, a lot of young boys are dreaming about pirates and all the fights. So when you wrote that story, was that kind of going back to your childhood fantasies about being a pirate?
So actually it came from, and I'm going to age myself here a bit, but one of my favorite movies growing up was actually a movie called The Pirate Movie, is what it was called. It had Christy McNichol and Christopher Atkins. It was a big musical. Do you even know what I'm talking about?
Nope.
It's okay. Well, you should watch the pirate movie. But Dylan Vox, who directed and produced this, we do so much together. He actually absolutely detests that movie because it was his sister's favorite movie growing up. His sister was a lot older than him, and she always insisted they watch the pirate movie almost every day. So we always hated that movie. So what happened was I had just written my first vertical for my drama, Swapped Bodies with my secret crush, Big Fun Freaky Friday, but with a boy and a girl. Yes, and my drama liked that, and they said, "Hey, Scotty, do you have any more pitches?" So Dylan and I were talking. He said, "Scotty, just throw me some pitches." And so I remember I came up with some pitches, and I thought, "Okay, what is some stuff that I would like to write? What is some really fun escapism?" And I was just thinking of the movies of my childhood that I'd like to remake. And I remembered the pirate movie, and I thought, just to really kind of tick Dylan off, I'm going to put this pirate pitch in there. And he sent the pitches off, and he called me and he said, "You jerk." And I said, "What?" And he said, "You will not believe, out of all of your pitches, which one they picked." And it was a very small pitch because I just kind of did it as a throwaway, and it was a very small pitch. And he said they want to do pirate. Now, I pitched him two pirate movies. I pitched a modern day pirate, like with mafia pirates. And then pitched the historical one, and I remember they weren't too sure. And at first they thought maybe do the modern day one. And so me and Dylan really worked hard on that and did that pitch. And then they said, "No, we want to go historical."
Oh,
And
yes. Thank
so we
God.
went, we went historical. And Dylan was very smart. He told me what locations he could get, and he said, "Okay, Scotty, I have a pirate ship. And I have a castle and I have a dungeon. That's what we got. So right around that." And that was very, very helpful because then I could write with that. So that's kind of how that all came about. But that it came from my childhood love of this wacky Christy McNichol, Christopher Atkins musical called The Pirate Movie. And that was my wink. And this is kind of my love letter to one of my favorite movies of my childhood. So, and
Okay, so I
also just a
have to
little, and
watch
just,
that.
yeah, and it was a little dig at Dylan since he hated that movie so much. And but that's what best friends do to each other. We like to tease and make each other's lives
It's a
miserable.
love and a hate, you know?
Yeah,
That's the
but
most creativity you can get.
I will say I had so much fun writing it. Writing is a very cardiovascular activity for me because I act everything out here in my apartment. I get to act out every character. I get to scream, I get to cry, I get to walk the plank, I get to do it all. And I had so much fun with these characters.
Are you
And
still friends with your neighbors when you were?
yes, they're my neighbors, unfortunately, they're very used to all kinds of weird sounds coming
Okay.
from my apartment. So it was
No,
just
I'm
business.
just asking if they
It
are
was all
still
good.
thinking,
But
oh, okay, he's riding again. Okay.
But I remember it was very fast and furious. I had to turn in the first draft in 5 days. And then I think I had about another week to do some revisions. It was very, very, very quick. So I felt like I'd been taken hostage by pirates myself writing it. So, and I remember I wrote that. Yeah, I wrote that going up to San Francisco for Christmas and finishing up there. Before Christmas time was when that was when the pirates were, because I that's where I spent Christmas and New Year's, and so I went up there, and then after Christmas, then we made it. So yeah.
What do you need to get in a writing mood? Do you kind
Oh,
of
that you
special
know.
music or totally silence to get
So the
your
first thing I do when I'm gonna write, because I know I have to get into the zone. And because I've been a screenwriter now for about 12 years. And the first thing I have to do is take a nap. I know this might sound odd,
Okay.
but I just take about a 10-minute nap because I have to calm my nervous system down. Because
Yeah.
I have to, but the world and everything else that I have going on and everything like that. Because I got to get in the zone to really have some fun writing. So I take a nap. And then I get up and I block my time out. Now, with a vertical, what I do is I do like, okay, I have 2 hours, so I have to do, five episodes or six episodes in those first 2 hours. And so I block my time out. I'm a very much, what I like to do is 2 hours on, 3 hours off, 2 hours on, 3 hours off. So that way I have enough time to replenish my creativity and don't get
Can you
burnt out.
switch on your creativity like
So
that? Or do you have some, I don't know, some notebook right beside your bed if the muse kisses you
yeah,
at
no, well,
night?
I have
Or
my
what is it?
yeah. Well, I used to have my very sacred space, but oh no, but a big thing is that I have is these is my headphones. Because I create a playlist for every project that I write. So I have my pirate playlist and I'll put these on and then that transports me. And a lot of times I listen to a lot of movie scores because I'll choreograph action scenes and things like that to music. So music
Okay.
is really, really important. I can't write without my headphones. I have to have my headphones on. But when I have my headphones on, that transports me and that gets the, then the muses know to come and
Huh.
everything. Yeah.
So you can really plan, okay, from let's say
I try, but
four
I will say,
to six, I'm writing, and then you put your headphones on, and bam, then here we go.
bam, and I, and the big thing is I have to make sure to make my page count of the day. So, because if I don't make my page count, then I can't meet the deadline. So a lot of times on these verticals, you know, depending on how, I'll have like a 20 to 30 page count a day, and as long as I make those pages, then I know I'll be okay. Otherwise, it's too overwhelming. Because you have to write so fast and furiously, and you're like, I'll never get this done by the weekend. But if I think, okay, today I have to get my 20 pages done, that's a much easier goal and not so scary as opposed to, oh, crap, I have to get this thing out in 3 days.
Doesn't that pressure
So,
you?
and I try, yes, it is, but it's so much fun because
Okay.
another thing that motivates me with writing these is, well, first of all, I'm getting paid to write them, so that's motivation. And the second thing is that they're actually going to get made. And then, but a third motivation was that Dylan was going to direct and produce this. Now, Dylan and I have known each other for 12 years. He has directed a lot of my projects, produced a lot of them. And all of my favorite projects I've done have all been done by Dylan. And
Okay.
so I knew already that this was going to be a plus thing. So that motivated me. And also, I was very motivated because Nick and Emma had already been cast before I'd even finished the script.
Ah,
So
okay.
that was I knew I was writing for them. Yeah.
Okay, so the
I knew I was writing for
BTS
them.
I saw,
So,
the
yeah.
costumes were so good. And I was a bit surprised when Nick told me that
Yeah.
you filmed the whole stuff in LA. Because I was really surprised because of this big pirate
Yeah.
ship and stuff. So it looks the BTS already looked
Yeah.
really realistic, if we can say it.
Oh,
And
thank you.
I was
Yeah.
happy. You know, I asked Nick just because who knows if there is a banquet scene or stuff like that on the pirate ship because the audience is so overloaded with all this classic vertical trope shit, and Nick told me, no, I think I can spoiler that. There is no
Yeah,
banquet scene in this pirate piece.
there's no banquet slapping scene, anything like that. No. I will say, so Dylan, he told me that he had a pirate ship, and I knew that I had so much I could do on deck, and then a lot of the stuff would be in the captain's quarters,
Yeah.
his bedroom, that could be in another location. So, but I knew he had the ship, and so I wrote the vertical just thinking, well, he's going to film the ship, but it's always going to be docked. Well, one of the day that a day before he was filming, Dylan asked, he said, "Hey, can he has a daughter who's I'm very close with, and he said, "Hey, can you take Fallon to school tomorrow morning because the ship is going to set off sail at 8 a.m. and I won't have time to take her to school?" And I said, "Wait, what?
What
Wait, what?
sailing?
The pirate, you're sailing the pirate ship?" And he said, "Yes." And I said, "What?" And I first of all, I couldn't believe how brave he was, but they had one day, all day long. It was one of those beautiful days out here in California too, where they just set sail on that ship. And because of the fires in California last year, you can no longer do drones. So what that crazy guy did with the DP Ryan is they got in a dinghy outside the ship to film the ship, you know, setting sail and the of action on the on board the location. They could have totally drowned. That was just nuts. And I would say Dylan is one of the most brave and fearless creators I've ever met, and I protect him very jealously because I'm so glad that I get to have so many of my projects directed by him because I know he's going to go above and beyond, and that's really cool
How is
and very
it
rare.
when you see in the end how your visions came true in the vertical?
Well, what's really fun, because I entered this vertical world as an actor, because I
Yeah.
couldn't, nobody would take me seriously as a writer or a producer. And so, because I tried to, do the original route where knocked on the door and submitted samples and stuff, and I couldn't get in because it's a very tight world to get into. And so and that was the same thing with Dylan. And so I just started applying for acting jobs. And before I knew it, I was getting some leads and some really strong supporting roles and stuff like that in these verticals. So I came in as an actor. And what's been very fun writing these verticals is then to also get to act in them. And so in The Pirate, I play Emma's dad, who is a very bad father because he owes the Pirate King a lot of money, and I can't afford to pay him back, which is why he takes my daughter as payment. And no, he's a terrible father, but he kind of redeems himself in the end. But I had a lot of fun with that. But I will say, it was, I remember, it's so crazy to be here by my computer and create this script, create this world that's just in my mind. And then I put it on paper, and then almost, all these people bring this to life, and then I get to put on a costume and step into that world that I created. It's very Alice in Wonderland. It's very mystical. I just remember it's, and it never gets old. It's so fun. And it
Also
was very, it
satisfying.
was it, that, that it was one of my favorite experiences. Yes, and just so experience, and just it just makes it all worth it. It makes the craziness of writing so quickly and all the stress and the casting stuff and everything we go, because then, I mean, you can't get a better playground than that. So that was a ball. But I remember just being on set and just watching these guys and girls that I just had in my head just spring to life and actually go above and beyond in my wildest expectations. I just it was a thrill a minute. So I am so excited that everybody's gonna finally be able to see what I had in my head. And so that's really fun.
How many verticals were written by you, which were already released? The body swapped I saw, but
Oh yeah, no, this is just my second one. Yeah, they did. Swap Bodies, that was my very first one. Pirate King's my second one, and then
okay.
my third one that I'm writing right now, it's Love in the Ruck. It's about gay rugby guys. It's very heated.
Also
It's very
for
heated
my
rivalry.
drama.
So also for my drama. Yeah.
My drama produced so great shows. You know, I prefer, and
Yeah.
also a lot of my review ladies, which we prefer the smaller platforms like Drama Pops, Candy Jar, My Drama, because mostly, not because the platforms are European shooting mostly. Maybe it's a Europe flair, I don't know. No, but the storylines are always so kind of different and new and fresh comparing to the big platforms, you know? And when you started watching verticals like I did, for example, in summer 2023, so a lot of stories are already repeating and are not really entertaining anymore. So for us, it's really time for a new type of genre and new storylines. And my drama, for example, also Drama Pops and Candy Jar, are one of the platforms which are willing to take kind of risks for a new storyline. And the quality in which they are produced is always so good. I never saw on these small platforms productions where the sound was bad, where the I don't know, coloring was bad in the end, where maybe the actors didn't have the chemistry on screen. That's really shit if they don't fit. And so I'm
No.
sure that the pirate one will be in really great quality. I assume that. Hopefully.
Yeah, well, I've already, and this already aired, but Dylan gave me a preview of the first 30 minutes, and I can't stop thinking about it. I was really blown
How
away.
many
I will
episodes
say,
will
watching
this
those first 30
pirate
minutes,
one have? Do you know?
70, 70,
70.
70,
Oh crap.
70,
So it's
70.
round about 1 hour 20.
That's frustrating. That's the tough thing about my drama is, they, you know, 70 episodes, but we get it done.
But you know, there are some verticals when I'm starting to look how many episodes are left to watch till the end. That's not a good sign because I'm not a straight from the start to the end watcher. If a vertical doesn't entertain me or is really shit, I turn it off. I don't watch it till the end. Never ever chance because I don't want to
No,
waste my time.
I hear you.
But sometimes there are verticals, although they have 60 or 70 episodes, you watch and watch and watch. I don't pause a vertical. When I'm starting a vertical, I watch it normally straight to the end in one part. And there are some verticals,
That's cool.
when you come to the end, you are, what? That was it? What? I need, please. Why is it already ending? So that's always a sign for a really good vertical. So I like 70
Well,
episodes.
I hope you feel the same thing with Pirate King.
Yeah, the
No, I
BTS
will say
was.
though, there's a lot that happens in this pirate.
The BTS looked so good. Really. I told
Yeah,
also
no,
Amy, I
we had a
love
great
the
time.
small details in the costumes and stuff. And to be honest, Nick really looked great as a pirate.
He does. Well, I was the casting director of this one as well.
Huh. Okay, that's good. You did a good job.
Well, thank you. It was very fun because, because I'll reach out for availability, and there were some guys that turned down Pirate, and then they saw the behind the scenes, and I can't tell you how many guys reached out to me and said, "Scotty, boy, did I make a mistake." And I'm like, well, you did, but we got who we wanted in this. Everybody, it's so interesting with casting, and this isn't just verticals, but everything. It's so interesting. At the end of the day, everyone who's supposed to be in it is. It's a very cosmic thing. And I always love when actors surprise me. There's one guy in here, Arno Horn. He plays Jericho, who is the he turns into the big villain. And me and Dylan had been championing Arno for a long time and had not been able to get anywhere with producers. And finally, with this, we were able to get him in there and show the producers how talented he is. So I think a lot of times actors don't understand all the fights going on behind the scenes for them and how much, they may not, even if they're not getting cast, how much. After, the directors and the producers and the casting directors have been fighting for them behind the scenes. So, but it's fun. And then Lon Ray plays the other mean pirate Grock, and he's just fantastic. He is a puppy dog. He will scare the hell out of you in this pirate movie, but he is such a puppy dog, and he was so great, and he's a lot of fun. We've worked with him in the past before. So it's always fun to also get to work with actors again, like Nick and like Emma, but then see them in a whole new spread. I think that says a lot about their acting ability, how they're really able to take on different personas and
Yeah, and
stuff
to
like
be honest, the other vertical of my drama I saw with Nick and Emma, they had such a great chemistry on
Oh
screen.
yeah. High stakes heartthrob. That was
Yeah,
really fun.
that was such a great chemistry.
Well, you're gonna love him even more here. And also they all did accents. So, and their British accents are fantastic. So, you're gonna have a lot of fun with that.
Yeah, I'm sure about that. To be honest, I don't doubt it any second.
Well, hold on, let's see. But yes, well, I appreciate that. Thank you very much. So,
How
I will
did
say
you get into writing? What was the kickoff doing that?
when I was 7 years old in the second grade, I
Oh.
remember the teacher, she handed up manila envelopes, and she said we could fill those up with stories, and then every Friday, we could read, she, and if we wanted to, we could read a story to the class. And I fell in love because I would write stories, but I would put my friends in the stories, and they always got such a kick about what friend I'd featured in a story that week. So I was already doing cameos, so to speak, in my writing back then. But no, I remember that. And I was sold with that because it was so cool that I could create stuff. The stuff that was in my head, and then I could put it on paper, and then other people could visualize. Well, at first that was just writing stories, and now I get to write stories where people actually film them. So that's really, really fun. It took a while to find, it took a while to get the courage to make the leap into becoming a writer full time. But finally, about back in 2012, I remembered exactly. I was walking down the street and I just stopped and I said, enough. We are going to go for this. I was really tired of being a writer that wasn't writing. And I'm so glad back then I had the bravery to leave an insanely paying advertising job and just make a whole leap into a whole new life. So, I will say, if anybody listening is thinking about being a writer or being an actor or being a producer or anything, is you have to go into it 100%. You can't have anything to fall back on. Otherwise, you're just going to fall. You have to take the leap. You have to leap forward into the world, and you will land. And I
Did
remember it's very, very scary, but that's also one of the fun things about being alive on this planet is just going for it.
you take any classes of writing or anything, or is it
Yeah.
a natural talent of yours?
Oh, no. I studied, and I still study today. The biggest thing is reading other work and reading work that's better than yours and learning from that. So I remember when I was first going into it for an entire year, I read a play almost every day, and I tried to read a screenplay at least once a week. I read and I read and I read and I studied the structure and things like that. I did a full year of just absorbing as much information as I could. And then I went back and I took some courses, some screenwriting courses that were very helpful to learn about structure and stuff like that. And then yeah, so but it but I would say that the biggest tool a writer can have, I think, is to be a very good reader.
Makes sense. So, what about acting in a vertical you didn't write? Was there ever a situation where you thought, "Ma, oh, I would have written it a bit different in that way. It doesn't make really
Yes,
sense
yes,
for
yes. And
me."
sometimes in some of the verticals I've been in, they encourage improv, and in some they don't. So, and lately I've just been lately I will say, and you find out on set right away if the producers and the directors are open for improv on the lines. But some of them, especially some of the big platforms, that script is the Bible, and you got to stick to it. So it's fine. I've learned, no, I will see. I don't, when I act, I don't go into it as a writer. I go into it. It's playtime for me.
You
It
can
is so.
strict part it as an actor and as a writer.
Yeah, it's a whole different thing. Actually, being an actor is so relaxing to me because it's so fun. It's like going to Disneyland where they put a costume on me. They give me a bunch of snacks. They give me a nice place to sit or lay down or take a nap. And then, as long as I have my lines down and I know what the hell I'm doing and I have a lot of fun and I can take the direction, I have a ball with it. And I will say, I'm very surprised in the vertical world what I get asked to play. I always thought I'd get a lot of the silly friends. No, I basically play my big brother. I play real big macho jerks that are womanizers and like to do all kinds of stuff. And if my brother's listening, I mean that with love, not that he's a big womanizing macho guy. I just mean that my brother has a lot of machismo bravado in that. And I will say, I have a lot of fun pretending to be my brother in these verticals. And I
So
have
your
so
brother
much
is the role model.
Yeah, he's totally my role model. He is. And I've had a lot of fun. And that's and really playing, I would say that the two big things I get in the vertical world are either, the father from hell or the boss from hell, which I have a lot of fun with, or the real dopey, dumb idiot. And those are both fun to play for me. But I did, I yeah, the, all the I did do a for Viglu. It's still out there. It's called the Affair Zone. That was my first big romantic lead, and I had never done anything like that before. And that was a lot of fun. I really learned a lot about myself in that, and that really got me going. Was that I'm very grateful for Viglu for taking a chance on me and let me play that role. So I had a really good time with that. Yeah.
What would be a challenging role for you?
Oh gosh, what would be a challenging role? To be honest, a challenging role would probably be to play someone like myself. I think that would probably be tough. Yeah, it's I like for acting, I like to pretending to be other people. But if they said, "Hey, just play yourself," I think that would be very challenging for me.
In
Yeah.
which way challenging?
I don't know. It's just hard because it's just, what do you mean play myself? Because how, I don't know. I think just that would be tough for me. If they said, "Hey, we want you to play Scotty Mullen," I'd be like, "Well, what do you think? What do you think Scotty Mullen is?" Because I think he's a lot of things. I'm not sure. I'm still kind of figuring him out sometimes.
I don't
I
know
will say,
what kind of personalities he all has in
yeah, I have a lot in me. I have a lot in me. So I will say though, I will say I the vertical world really saved me. It came in my life when I was at a very low point in my life in 2024. A lot of the producers I was working with, they all got their contracts died. Executives at big networks all got fired. And I felt like it was definitely an ending in a chapter. If there was like a series of books, 2024, it started with a crisis. Like Scotty can't find a job. Everybody he's works with are not hiring him. How is he going to eat? And the verticals saved me. The verticals totally saved me and have introduced me to a whole new fun playground of life that I never expected at this point. I will say it gets me very emotional because it's been such a huge turning point in my life. It's a very unexpected new era of creativity and fun that I never expected to quite have at this age. It's almost like a whole new adolescence. And I'm so appreciative.
Is there something which kind of annoys you about the vertical stuff, this fast pace, or let's say, I don't know.
Yeah, I would say I wish they gave us more money. We could
Oh,
do so much
yes,
more
I
with more
spoke
money.
to a lot of the creatives
Yeah,
who said that.
I wish that annoys me. I wish we could have more money. I wish we could have more money.
Okay,
But
so I can tell you
that's the
my
only thing.
plan.
That's the biggest thing that annoys me. Yeah.
I can tell you my plan. I spoke with some directors and also with Kirby Elwood and Robert Palmer Watkins and stuff like that about it. I will win the European lottery. It's round about 100 million euros. And then I will fund a lot of verticals shot in Europe so you can drop
I love it.
from.
I love it. I love it. Well, speaking of shooting in Europe, just I spent a lot of time in Europe because I just told you offline. At the end of the month, I'm about to go to Spain for a month, and I just love Europe and
Okay,
France.
so if you
Yes.
love Europe, big question, why have you never been to Germany then? Huh?
Well, I need to fix that. So I'm gonna maybe I should fix that this year. What time of year would be the best time to visit Germany?
Do you love Christmas?
I love Christmas.
Then November, because that cr the German Christmas markets has hit as the total special own flair. It's really
Okay.
great.
Well, maybe I will see you then around this Christmas time. Absolutely.
You can come over to my place because I'm a very, let's say, well-known Christmas bakery lady. I'm baking the
Ah.
whole November. Yeah, a lot of your colleagues, I sent it over last year a few cookie care packages to LA and stuff because I'm baking every year 50 till 60 different types of traditional German Christmas cookies, round about 70 kilos. And
Well, I'm down. Okay, I think I'm going to put in my calendar right now. Come to Germany in November. Okay,
yeah,
actually, I
because
may
in
make that
November we
happen.
have a lot of traditional Christmas markets. You know, Christmas is here not so commercial like in the US. It's
Yeah, it's
really
very
more with
commercial over here.
traditions, you know? And
Right.
the Christmas markets are really, really great. If you're
Okay.
not afraid of snow and a bit cold, you know?
No, I grew
But
up in
that's needed
Kansas,
for the
so.
atmosphere of the Christmas markets. But they are really,
Okay.
really great.
And you mentioned November, not December. Is November a better time to visit?
The Christmas, that's another stuff. The Christmas markets mostly open at the beginning of November or mid-November.
Wow.
Because here in Germany, we celebrate the 4 Sundays before Christmas as call it's called Advent.
Yeah.
And the Advent time is a bit more cozier and wandering over the Christmas markets. The atmosphere is that in November, the atmosphere is not so stressed. Like, as closer as it comes to the Christmas days, the people getting more and more stressed. So
Yeah, okay. Well, I love that. I
I
love that.
prefer it
Okay.
in the middle or end of November or maybe first week of December. So that's
Okay.
the coziest time here to do
Well, I'm
that.
ready for a cozy time in Germany, so that sounds good.
Yeah, let me know. As I said, you
Okay.
can come over because I'm also not such a bad cooker. I write also stuff, but I published a cookbook.
That's great. Congratulations. That's
Not a
huge.
script. But the cookbook is called Michaela's Küchengeschichten, Kitchen Stories, because there are mostly all the stories behind the recipes. Because I was invited to a few TV shows here in Germany to cook for two star chefs. And so I wrote about the BTS. I didn't take much pictures. I wrote in my book about the BTS. And there are also some old family tradition recipes in it. So I wrote the whole story about how my grandma did this. And yeah, so
I love this. Well, that's great. And maybe I could come, I could do research for a pirate for Christmas in Germany.
we can go to this castle I told you here in my hometown. Because I
I
know
love
that it's usable as shooting location because I shot a movie in it with a French production company.
that. Fun. Okay,
Because let
I'm
me give
totally.
me a short idea. My hometown was the capital of France in the Second World War.
Wow.
So it's
That's
mystical,
incredible.
hysterical, or full of history in my hometown.
Well, I'm going to, well, okay. Well, you're making it more and more enticing. So this sounds very good. This sounds very good.
And if I will win the European lottery, I will
Well,
fund all this stuff.
we're down. Well, great. Well, great. Well, beautiful. Well, okay. Well, my first love is Spain, but now it sounds like Germany might be a very close
Yeah,
second. So
Germany
I
is a
can't.
bit colder,
Yeah, it is. It is. It is. It is. But it's a lot more. Yeah. I'm
But
excited.
hello from Spain. I think it's a 2 hours flight or 3 hours flight to come
That's not
over.
that bad. That's not bad at all.
Europe is not so big like the US. It's more. And I have another question for you. Do you
Yeah.
love chocolate?
Of course. Who
Because in
doesn't?
Switzerland, let me tell you, in Switzerland, in Zurich, 1 hour from my hometown, is the biggest chocolate museum from Lindt. Do you know Lindt? Lindor, this chocolate
Yeah,
brand?
yeah, 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 yeah,
They
yeah. I
are
see them
from
all.
Zurich and they have the biggest chocolate museum 1 hour from here, where you can
Okay,
wandering
wow.
through the museum and there is everywhere a chocolate fountain where you can get.
Well, I love, and also I love this vertical podcast. Now it's becoming a German tourism podcast, which is fine with me. I love it.
No,
I love it. I love it. I love it.
I wanna to get more verticals here in Germany. I recently developed that 2 hours from my hometown here, there is a production company who started shooting verticals at the
Oh,
moment.
wow.
The Black
Okay.
Forest production company or stuff like that. So they
Nice.
started shooting verticals. Actually, the first ones or first BTS I saw was German speaking, but I know that they will also shoot English spoken verticals. And they had on the plan to release in 3 months their own platform with, I read, 15 verticals. And they will
Wow.
keep pushing into this market. And I'm very happy to read about that because my opinion here in Europe is a huge potential for this vertical stuff.
No,
But the
there is.
verticals
Yeah.
are here a bit underestimated at the moment, in my
Yeah.
opinion.
And I will say that I think that some people enter the vertical market thinking that it's going to be an easy cash grab. And I think those people they fall and burn very easily. I will say just as a writer, writing verticals is the most challenging writing I've ever done in my life. It is extremely challenging, especially, you know, and it's good. And my drama definitely, you know, raises the bar and challenges me. But it is tough to write 71-page episodes that all have a hook, a turn, and a cliffhanger. That is not for the weak at heart. So, yeah.
But let's be honest, you love it, don't you?
I do love it. Well, yeah, no, and especially when it's the, well, especially when it's like a platform like my drama that gives us so much. And they're very particular. They have a formula as well, but they really give us a lot of they really give us a lot of freedom to
Okay.
explore and do stuff. Like they took like swapped bodies with my secret crush. That is so fun. The fact that they let us do a comedy is almost unheard of. And they really let us go there and have so much fun. And I just have to do a shout out from that. Two breakout stars. It was Nate Smith's and Natasha. It was the Bomer. It was their very first vertical. They'd never done any verticals before, and they were the leads. And now they're just breaking out and everywhere. And I will say my drama is very open to taking chances on new talent that a lot of other platforms aren't, especially with putting new talent in the lead. And I will say I just love that. And then the subject matter. I mean, the fact that the three verticals I'm doing could not be more different from each other. There's the high school body swap comedy, then this horse historical pirate romance, and now gay rugby guys in the locker room. I don't think you could find any three different subject matters, and I'm very, very excited that they give me so much room to play.
How does it work? Does the platform say to you, Scotty, listen, we're thinking about this and that genre, or are they totally open so
No, well,
to,
yeah, well,
that you
yeah,
can
with
pitch any ideas and then they will choose what they like most?
this is very rare for me because I've written a lot like for Lifetime, BET, Tubi, Sci-Fi, all kinds of stuff. And a lot of those platforms, they had very directives or they might have already had an idea. But how it's been with my drama is they have said, "What's your idea?" And so pitch swap to them, and they said, "Yes." Pitch Pirate King, they said yes. The rugby one, Dylan sent them a photo of rugby guys on the field and said, "Hey, what about this?" Like heated rivalry with rugby, and they said yes. So this is a rare incident where they really just let us go to our magic room, come up with an idea, and pitch it to them.
Oh, that's
And
great.
yeah, that's and that, that I will say I'm very, very grateful for that. That's a very rare thing to do in this world. So, and they come back. We have to go back and forth a lot because they still want to, you know, make sure that there's some formula there that fits their audience and everything like that. But I have been so pleasantly surprised by how much freedom and encouragement they give us to really try some very new things. Especially after the first 20 episodes and everything like that. They really let us go for it. And I'm very, very grateful for that. So, yeah.
I have a question, just because I would be so curious to see that. What about some criminal verticals? You know,
Oh, like
with
true
kind
crime?
of, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, here's the thing. I know that there's a lot of them doing out there. I know, in fact, like Gamma Vision or Gamma Live
Yeah,
or whatever the
yeah,
Gamma
yeah.
one is called. Yeah,
Gamma,
they do
yeah.
all kinds of CSI and Help
Yeah.
Me, I'm Being Killed by My Husband and The Murder in the Lake and The Woman, The Body in the Closet and
No,
The
you
Mouse
know,
That Killed
more
Nobody at
like
Midnight,
Miss
all that
Marple
stuff.
and Sherlock Holmes, that the two leads are two
Oh,
detectives
yeah.
and they have to solve a criminal case, you know, where the audience
Yeah,
can,
no, I think,
oh,
yeah.
is he the murderer? Or maybe she? No, she's too nice to do that, you
Well, you know,
know?
we had that in it was called My Billionaire Boyfriend's Murder Mystery, and then they changed it to Money and the Dead Tycoon. It's also on My Drama, but that's definitely there. The problem is it's all about based on what people click on. You know,
Yeah, but
people
if
like
there
to.
have never been a really
I
criminal one
know,
like
but
this,
as I just said,
how should we
it's.
click on?
I know. It's very interesting, just as you said, that what you have, Dylan already, you know, Jeremy wrote it and Dylan directed it for my drama. I think it's called My Tycoon's Murder, which is exactly what you're talking about. It's very Clue. It's very 10 Little Indians from thing like that. So yeah. Yeah.
Okay, let me tell you one thing. When I will win the lottery, I pitched an idea with Kirby Elwood, like this criminal wants two leads. She wants to play the female lead because she never shot in Europe. Because we want to do six serial ones, all of them shot in Europe, one in Germany, one in France, one in Italy, one in Istanbul, one in Lithuania, and one in Scotland in the Highlands. And the two leads are always the same, two detectives. And in every country they have to solve a different criminal case.
I love it. This is a great idea. Don't tell me anymore. This is beautiful.
Okay, so when I will win the lottery, I will come to you and say, Scotty, write this for me. Okay?
That sounds great. I love
Just
that. I
that I
already have ideas.
want you know?
You've got to win this lottery because you already have a lot of promises made with all this money. So.
I have already a lot of actors, actresses, and directors said, I'm totally in. If we will do that, I'm totally in. Because, I think imagine that in Scotland, in the Highlands, with the
Right,
mystery
that'd be really
foggy
fun.
stuff.
Oh yeah, that'd be fun.
And
Well,
you.
I will say you got me thinking also just the one thing, me and Dylan, we're pitching like crazy period stuff. And I really hope Pirate King does well so we can do more period stuff.
We
Because
promote
it's
it as
interesting.
hell, I can tell you.
Because the period stuff, I will say, even me, when I put in, I felt very Jefferson in Paris in my outfit on. I forgot how fun and sexy that world is of the 1700s.
It is.
It's a very, because that's also that was the time of Mozart and Amadeus and all that stuff, and
Think
everybody was
about the
so
Three
horny and everybody
Musketeers.
was so had almost angst, and it's a very fun, wild time.
Think
So
about the Three Musketeers or Robin Hood.
all that stuff. So I really hope that. Because if these new things do well, then they'll make more. But the market determines whether we have more banquet things with everybody slapping each other, with the
No,
parade, we're gonna have more
no.
pirates and stuff like that.
Oh,
I will say,
hell
but I'm actually,
no.
I will say I had a lot of fun, and me and Dylan both have the honor of being in one of the best banquet ones, the Long Lost Heiress, and we were both in that, and that was one of the best banquet ones where, I mean, people. Every time someone came in, we kept just slapping this poor girl.
Yeah, but let me tell you one thing I discussed with my review ladies. In 2024, there were so good storylines that worked. For example, all stuff like Breaking the Ice on Real Short, or Double Life of My Billionaire Husband, or I don't know, a lot of these stories. There was nearly 80% less of slapping, raping, kidnapping, abusive, and the story went so well. No one can tell me that the storylines need this shock violence because we saw in 2024 that a lot of storylines which didn't have it went also well. So no one can tell me that this typical
No,
vertical
that's very
story
refreshing.
shit is needed.
It's interesting because when I didn't enter the vertical space till the middle of 2024, which I think that's when the slapping frenzy was just starting. Because I remember the first scripts I got, you walk over and slap him, or he slaps you. I was always getting the crap kicked out of me. I'm always the guy, I'm always the lecherous guy that tries to corner a woman in a bathroom and then his boyfriend shows up and beats the crap out of me. But I will
Were.
say, it was interesting because when we were doing the pirate one, all of the sword fights and the capturing and this and that, it also felt very natural because that's very part of the pirate world
Yeah.
already. I will say a very fun thing I had. There's one part in it, and Dylan did so good. So another part of me was I was just thinking, okay, what do I love about pirates? And of course, I love the Pirate of the Caribbean ride in Disneyland. And it's not there anymore, but I remember even when I went in high school, it was so odd. And I remember they had a bride auction where the pirates had kidnapped all these brides and were auctioning them off. And it was very
Okay.
fun. I get to do that in Kiss of the Pirate King because Emma gets kidnapped by Jericho, who doesn't want anything to do with her, and tries to sell her off at an auction that is right out of that Disney ride. And that was really fun. And I remember Dylan went above and beyond, but not beyond that. And I will say, just to go back with the vertical stuff, it's so fun that all of these, I will say, riding verticals and being in verticals is a lot like playing Barbies when you're 10. Because when you're 10 years old, you're a little bit more dangerous now with the Barbies, where the Barbie might, she's all, you know, what your Barbie is, it gets caught cheating with Ken, and so the other Barbie gets in a pink convertible and runs her down. I remember when we were 10 and stuff, when I play with my cousins and stuff like that with Barbies, they were very, they got a little more soap opera. So I will say that is the very fun part of the vertical world, is that it's just, it's this very fun, it's such a great guilty pleasure. So I have a lot of fun with that. And I think that, you know, like now with Pirate Kane and some of the other stuff I know that me and Dylan are doing are definitely going back to what you liked so much, where the story was compelling and not just people being slapped and thrown over a balcony.
Yeah, that's it. You know, mostly of the verticals, even if it's a 60 episode vertical and 50 episodes is a banquet scene, and there's just one big question in the story, is it really him or is he a fraud? And that's the whole story.
Well, that's a
Really?
whole trope, and I will say, but it's very interesting that there's an audience for that. And then there's the audience also for the werewolf ones, which are so fun to do and everything. So I think it's kind of like, you know, it's like that magazine rack where there's something kind of for everyone. And but to your point, I know that you're hungrier for another new stories besides that. And I will say, I have to really commend my drama for really going out there. And just what I see also on their slate in the future, they really want to create exactly the kind of content that you're talking about with some new and
Okay,
fresh.
that's good. One last question before I'm asking you the five question quickie I'm asking every time.
Oh God.
What do you like
Ready?
more, writing for verticals, or have you ever thought about writing a completely book?
Oh, my plan is to move to Spain and have some place in the mountains or by the sea and become a romance novelist in my later days. Totally. That's totally
Okay.
on the docket. That's totally in my future.
So 200 pages of.
That'll happen probably in like, you know, 15 years. That's where I'll be. Absolutely. I
Okay, then
know
you
that.
can come over to Germany every year for the Christmas market.
Yes, exactly. But no, me, that'll be the final stage of my life is me being a novelist. Absolutely. And I'm looking forward to that. And thank you for reminding me of that. That'll be very fun.
I'm just curious. Because, you know, if you like it more to do that short stories in writing, or if you could lean into a story and give it a lot of different faces and characters and develop the story while you are writing it, you know what I mean?
And that's gonna come. That'll be in 15 years. I already know that. So, and thank you for reminding me of that because I needed to be
15
reminded of
years.
that.
Okay.
No,
Do you
because
have.
right now I'm gonna be doing these verticals and screenplays, and I'm still very scrappy. So,
Yeah, maybe one of your novel will then also turn into a movie. Who knows?
Yes, who knows? Who knows? But the nice thing about a book is that unless you know how I want to write them, is that I do feel like, especially if you self-publish, boy, you have the complete creative control, and no one else is telling you what to do. And I that'll be a nice sense of freedom when I get to do that.
That's why I love to do. I started with an online blog in 2008. And I was asked a few times now if I want to turn my online blog into a book. But yeah, you know, the backstory behind this is I had a brain surgery with totally memory loss. And before this brain surgery, I was told that I will lose my memory. So I started writing to keep my memories, because I doesn't like it when other people tell me how I lived my life and what my feelings were in kind of situations, you know? So I'm a study business informatics. So the nearest solution for that was to do an online blog, because I have a lot of my godfather and stuff like that, and aunties and friends and ever, they are all over the world. So I didn't like it, you know, to write them an email to copy paste every time. So I decided to, you know, it's not because I want to go public with my situation. I want to do it for me in first case to keep the memories, but in the second case to give the people who are really interested in what happened the informations on the first hand, you know.
I
So I
love that.
started
That's great.
writing that, and yeah, the thoughts were okay, I just do that until my main problem with my brain is done. But it turned out in the surgery that they couldn't remove my so-called roommate in my brain, so it's still there. And
Wow.
I wrote and wrote and wrote and wrote, and I turned that online blog 5 years ago in a podcast also about me and my life and all the happenings. And yeah, so now this whole stuff exists now for 18 years. And I was asked from, you know, here are a few companies who want to use it as kind of motivation book for other
Yeah, I think
people.
that'd be great. That's a great idea.
And as I said, like a vertical, you know, it would be also a great vertical script with that because I
Well,
already got cheated.
I think that's a great. I'm so glad you're writing. That's
So
so good. Good. Go,
yeah,
go,
so
go
that's
for it.
why
Go,
I'm
go, go.
asking. For me, this writing or this kind of also doing it now as kind of a podcast, simple talk with no one said, you cannot do that, you cannot do that. It's just, you know, for me, I want to be authentic in what I'm
That's good.
writing and in what I'm doing. And that's for me a big point that I can always be
I love
authentic. There was a
that.
reason for me also. I did my cookbook all by myself, self-publishing everything, because I said I want to be 100% sure that when it gets published, it's 100% me and my life. So,
Yes.
yeah, you know, that's the
Very
stuff.
good. Very good.
Yeah,
Cool.
so we will see. Five short questions for you
Okay,
for the end.
beautiful.
Talking about food, what's your favorite dish?
Anything Mexican. Mexican food. Mexican food. Anything Mexican.
Okay, you have to
Absolutely.
come over to Germany, then maybe German food.
Yeah.
Do you have a comfort movie you love to watch
Oh, yeah.
besides this pirate one?
Yeah, Tootsie. Tootsie.
Tootsie?
Tootsie. Tootsie. Yeah. Where Dustin Hoffman dresses up as a woman to get on a soap opera? Absolutely. It's a perfect movie. Tootsie.
I never heard about that
You need
also.
to watch Tootsie. Tootsie.
Tootsie.
Yes.
And the what was
Tootsie.
the other one? The pirate? Simple the pirate?
Oh no, that's not one of my favorite movies. That was just an
Okay.
inspiration for the no
Okay.
no no
But I
yeah.
have to watch it also. What was it? Simple the pirate?
It's just called the Pirate Movie. I know
Okay.
it's very hard to remember.
Okay. So what's your favorite type of music?
Oh, I love 80s music still. 80s, 80s, 80s. Anything
80s are the
80s. And
best.
it's so funny. I keep discovering new 1980s music, like especially from Kylie Minogue and stuff like that. So I love 80s dance music. I'm very, very, very 80s and 90s dance music. Take me back in time. Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, so if I have never watched any verticals, which one of yours with you as an actor in it I should definitely have watched?
Oh gosh. I would say The Affair Zone. Yeah.
It
The
was on
Affair
Viglo,
Zone. I think that's a
right?
good one. The Affair Zone. I didn't write that one, but that's the one. I'm one of the leads in that one. It's on
On
Viglo.
Viglo was it,
Character.
yeah.
Yeah, The Affair Zone, I would say. Yeah. And then for writing one, they're out, but if you want to have a good time, is Swapped Bodies with My Secret Crush
I
on
saw
my
that one already.
Yes.
It was so funny. It was so
Oh,
funny.
thank you. Thank you. It was so fun to do. Yes.
Yeah, I first, to be honest, first I thought really another swapped body one. But it was the f best swapped body I have seen on
Thank
all
you.
of
You
it.
know, it's so interesting because I was on a call with another producer and another platform that's interested in me writing for them, and I was talking to them about Swapped Bodies, and the one executive says, "Oh yeah, nobody's been able to figure out how to make a swapped body a vertical work." And the other guy said, "Well, no, Scotty did. Have you seen it? That's even why we brought him in this meeting." So
Yeah,
I feel very
if it's a bit with a lot of comedy stuff, and the two leads are making fun out of swapping the bodies, then it's nice. But there were so many other swapping bodies where it gets so dramatic in the end. That was so
Yeah, it gets
shit.
too dramatic. No, this is fun where, she can't figure out how to make his penis work, and he is just horrified
Yeah.
by these big boobs he has.
That
So
I
it was
that's the
very fun.
thing. It has a great sense for comedy in that one.
But thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Dylan and
So
I do that very good together. Yes.
last question. Which genre you want to see new or more in the vertical space? Would
Horror. Horror.
why
Horror.
always horror? I don't get it.
It's because I think that's a huge audience and it's a huge missed opportunity.
Is it fun
And
to write horror?
yeah, it's very fun to write horror. Yeah.
Okay, maybe
And
then I should give it.
why they have not done that? That is like, I think that's a huge golden goose. And I don't know why so many people are saying no, thank you. I don't know, because that's, first of all, horror is one of the biggest genres just in regular mainstream stuff. So I think horror would do so well. Horror would do so well. Yes, yes.
Okay, we will see. I'm curious about the pirate one, and I'm sure we will talk about the pirate one when it drops in our monthly recap. And I will
Thank
send
you.
you the link then for that. Because
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
if
And
you
let me know
are
what you think.
open.
Yeah, let me know. And let me know what you think of my performance. Don't hesitate.
If you can live with open, honest opinions, you are right.
I am right at home. Believe me, you're not going to
Okay.
hurt my feelings. I'm all good.
That's good. We will see.
Okay.
Scotty, thank you so much for your time and
Thank
talking to
you.
me.
This was a ball.
And
Okay.
I'm sure I will send you a message when the vertical drops.
Great.
So we stay in contact and let me know when you are near Germany, you know?
I will. Well, actually, I'm really going to look into coming late November, early December. You really
Yeah,
got me curious about this.
you know how to contact me. I will send you a few pictures and links about that time and then you can decide if it works for you. Okay?
That sounds great. Thank you so
Have a
much. This is a
nice
great way to spend an
day.
afternoon. Have a good
Thank you,
night now.
Scotty. Bye.
Okay. Bye, sweetheart.
This is a wrap on this episode, and I hope you tune in again.